program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
You don't have to be crazy to host this show, but it helps. We've got a real treat for you, kids. I ran into my first guest last night while making a withdrawal from the bank. You know him as the Dark Knight, but we prefer to think of him as history. Here he is, the one and only Batman.
And I swear by the spirits of my stolen slack to avenge its theft by spending the rest of my life warring on all normals. Bob's estate has left me wealthy. I'm ready. But first, I must have a disguise. Oh, pinks are a superstitious, cowardly lot. So my disguise must be able to strike terror in their hearts. I must be a creature of the night, a floozy.
April Fool.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power. Turbines to speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Now, here comes an ABC superhero, Batman.
Just looking, thanks. I'll stand at the bar. I shouldn't wish to attract attention.
Welcome, dear seekers. Welcome to a special episode of Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, that cozy WREK Atlanta pit stop on your radio dial. And I hope your Batmobiles have good FM reception, because we're going to take a side stream jaunt into lighter territory. Oh, lately my shows have been getting so heavy that I feel the need for some escapist fare. And hey, what's better for that than a comic book? You may be surprised not to hear much Bob on the show tonight. Well, that's because I've got a special four-colored guest star in the house. Batman. Oh yeah, everybody knows the name. Primarily from that 60s show that was responsible for creating the zap-bam-pow school of journalism hacks that had dogged every comics effort since then. Back in 1964, the Batman show hit the airwaves for two consecutive nights each week, slapping aside Ozzie and Harriet and Shindig to make room on ABC's schedule. Ooh, and then that Neil Hefty Batman beam embedded itself in the public consciousness like little bits of fiberglass. It seemed that everybody in the world embraced that simple three-chord monotonous drone and made it their own. Well, tonight, seekers, we're going to trace that incriminating trail of blood drops all the way from Wayne Manor to the Batcave. And tonight, we may find out a few unpleasant things about the Cape Crusader, if we're lucky. And hey, even if we're not lucky at any rate, the show is gonna hurt, so it counts as therapy. Ready, seekers?
Ringside table, Batman.
Yo, man, what about Robin?
Robin! Right on!
Robin, this is one time I'll have to go it alone.
Holy flypaper!
This is from Jan and Dean Meet Batman, produced by Frank Zappa.
Where am I? Have you ever heard of Gorilla City, Batman?
Ah, this is the sensational guitars of Dan and Dale.
Shall we begin?
Rod presses the remote control device. The biological brake is activated,
and a bolt of shimmering energy seems to flash through Batman's body. A moment later, the plexiglass booth is raised, and its prisoner staggers out.
Something wrong, Batman? You look a bit under the weather. Why don't you say something? Anything?
What's happening?
Ooh, this is the Halibuts.
Super Gorilla. The biological break takes a lot longer to affect me. Long enough for me to crush the life out of you first.
Desperately, every muscle in his superbly conditioned body being ripped apart in tortured agony, Batman tries to pry himself loose from the bone-crushing grip of the killer gorilla.
That's it, Batman. Keep fighting it. The more you resist, the tighter my grip becomes. Until I finish squeezing the very
This is a crazy, hopped-up teenage drummer named Sandy Nelson from the 60s.
Bat, or even Vermillion.
I don't know who he is behind that mask, but we need him, and we need him now. He's known as Bruce Wayne by day, wealthy socialite. But incognito in dress, he finds crime by night. Signal sweeps across the midnight sky. Somewhere in Gotham City, it'll find the Batman's eye. There's a crime wave going on, but not for very long, 'cause the Batman's gonna teach him right from wrong. They call him Batman. They call him Batman. See that strange car?
No, why?
It would shake like a bat. So when you see the Batmobile quickly pass you by, you know they've heard the bat phone and the commissioner's cry. Yeah, that dynamic duo's out to prove crime doesn't pay, and from the Batcave our heroes keep evil at bay. We need the Batman. We need the Batman.
I must see a creature of the night.
Black. Terrible.
As if in answer, a huge bat flies in the open window.
A bat. That's it. It's an omen. I shall become a bat.
Thus is born this weird figure of the dark, this avenger of evil, the Batman.
Which will live forever in the hearts of young America.
Holy screamers.
What you remember is one night in the late hours at a secluded recording session in one of Hollywood's finer recording studios.
It's a little old lady from Pasadena.
Unknowingly, Henry Decibel, their time-trusted friend, and rambunctious recording engineer accidentally crosses two wires and twists the wrong dial. Lo and behold, emerging from the mysteriously colored cloud of smoke and gases is a sweet little old lady.
Holy senior citizen.
Dressed in a long organdy dress with high button shoes.
Hi, honeys. Hi, Henry. Well, boys, I've waited a long time for this. Have a cookie. I need your help.
The little old lady goes on to explain how she needs the aid of Jan and Dean in her war against those who jeopardize justice. And for this purpose, she magically grants them the secret identities of Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder.
Holy Halloween, Jan. Look at this great costume. It's slick. The little old lady gave it to me.
It's Captain Jan from now on, pal.
I'm sorry.
What did you do, dolt?
I tripped over my cap.
Cape.
Cape.
You do deserve that name, Boy Blunder.
The little old lady goes on to give Captain Jan and Dean the Boy Blunder mystic powers, which will be divulged later, dear listener. Jan and Dean return with the little old lady to their Bel Air Manor, tucked away in the Bel Air Botanical Garden.
Holy landscaper.
In the lofty attic of the palatial mansion, with the little old lady, they work for weeks building an astounding scientific laboratory, matched by none.
And so, boys, I'll be in my little house in Pasadena if you want me. And remember, by singing my name, you will assume your secret identities.
The little old lady races out a back door.
Holy sprinter.
Leaps in her super stock Dodge.
Holy hurdler.
And wails away. And thus we have Captain Jan and Dean, the boy blunder, that titanic twosome of the champion, the cause of justice and the triumph over evil.
Told you it was Frank Zappa. This is from Music, A Bit More of Me. David McCallum conducts his impressions of the hits of today. That's right. Even Ilya Kuryakin from The Man from U.N.C.L.E. is getting in on this act.
The next day, I couldn't turn on a TV or radio or even pick up a paper without hearing the same story.
And we here at WKGC can't help wondering if Batman's failure is a sign that it may finally be time for the cowled crusader to hang up his cowl.
But I was too busy to indulge bad publicity, as my faithful butler Alfred helped me conduct a series of exhaustive scientific tests in the crime lab of the Batcave.
April Fool. Very funny, Alfred. Not a funny bone in his entire body.
You feel all right, ma'am?
Hmm? Oh, yes, certainly. It's just that I've read so often about you and Batman in the press, and, well, the experience of actually viewing you in the flesh is faintly faint-making.
Oh, please, Miss Dunwin, there's no reason to be disturbed.
That's right. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
It's obvious our cape friend suffered some crime-related trauma when he was younger. Perhaps an over-anxious mugger blew off a piece of his face.
Sure, he could be all gross and disgusting under that mask.
Well, you know what I think?
Not the robot theory again.
Well, he could be.
John and I had heard the legends like everyone else.
You and Batman.
That's right.
But we never dreamed they were all true.
Batman always knew they were true, didn't you, Batman?
Holy hole in a donut!
Ah, yes. What about those rumors, Batman? In Seduction of the Innocent, Dr. Frederick Wortham condemned the Batman saga as the perfect breeding ground for latent, burgeoning homoeroticism. Ooh, just think. Two men, one a rippling muscle powerhouse and father figure, oh, and a naive, young, muscular stud boy ready and willing to learn the mysteries of a secret, exciting, underground double life. Ooh. Oh, Rick Veitch took this concept all the way in Brat Pack Comics with a pederastic midnight mink and a swishy sidekick Chippy, but, oh, I don't think it applies to Batman. I mean, he's obviously a deranged loner. I think his frustrations stem from fear of continued sexual communion with any being of any gender. And not just because of that, oh, villains will kill you if they know I have a wife crap.
I remember Batman from the TV show.
beat all the villains down, cause he was good to go. Stop the Riddler and the Joker. And that bitch Catwoman, yeah.
Mythos has even hit rap. Revenge of the Bat by No Face. Oh, and this is the Ventures doing their particular take on it. Oh, yeah, everybody had their spin. Everybody had their favorite things about Batman. Oh, my favorite villain is the Joker. Ooh, you know, Bob morphs into the Joker if you stare at him long enough without blinking. What jolly guys they both are. Oh, my favorite Batman Joker artist of the comics was a guy named Dick Sprang who drew it back in the Golden Age. Oh, I just love the Joker with them big Dick Sprang lips. Oh, yes, some things are so perfect.
Listen to this, Mulligan. I'll read it to you. It says, I have escaped from Arkham Asylum, and revenge will be sweet. Free once again to pursue my dishonorable profession. If you try to play your hand against mine, you will find the Joker is wild. Signed, the Joker.
Astro Man knows just how wild the Joker is.
Hey, Batman! You stink so bad I can smell you from here! You!
Even before he can make a move to defend himself, Batman is seized by two gorilla guards and placed inside a plexiglass booth hooked up to an ominous pulsating machine.
There's no reason to be disturbed.
Oh, you never could take a joke.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, there lurks the secret workshop of a strange Albanian genius.
Even greater than Houdini!
Stop taunting me, Lavor. You know I abhor violence.
What's the shooting schedule?
Remember, contract calls for bumping Batman. It's in writing.
Okay, if it's in writing.
Can Batman escape? One hint, the worst is yet to come.
You're about to find out for yourself, Batman.
Oh, this one's done by the Marquettes, a formerly cool surf group known for their interpretation of Out of Limits and Surfer Stomp. I say formerly cool because of their unfortunate disco era phase.
Time's over.
Land of Goshen, Harlene. Look who's come a-courting.
Looks like he's got it.
Looks like. Poor Batman. All dressed up.
And no place to go.
Yes. Look at Batman this way. What a classic type A personality the guy is. Oh, after a hard day of being foiled by the Riddler, dumped on by the Penguin, and terminally bat-teased by Catwoman, oh, I think he's a type who'd come home with a bat chip on his bat shoulder and work over the old lady. So maybe it's a good thing he never did marry. Oh, yeah, although the bizarro Batman from World's Finest Comics, he probably would have taken his old lady out to dinner and a show to abuse her. Ooh, yeah, bizarro Batman was cool, unlike the rest of the Bat family. Batwoman, Batgirl, that tail-wagging idiot from another dimension, Batmite, Batman's own Mr. Mixshows Piddalick. I mean, even Ace the Bat-Hound, a dog who wore a mask so that other dogs wouldn't recognize him. Oh, but what I lived for were the Batman villains. Oh, I love their subgenius like illogic, knocking over museums to get giant pennies, assaulting the city with umbrella bombs, stuff like that. Oh, it was the golden days. Gotham was great for the big business of crime, and anyone could find a job as a minimum wage henchman and get the opportunity to whack Robin over the head in the dark. Oh, man. Robin, what was the deal with that stupid costume? Right, a creature of the night in a bright yellow cape. No wonder that twerp got bludgeoned into unconsciousness all the damn time. Oh, yes. On TV, Robin was played by the leprous Burt Ward. But if, like me, you read his autobiography, Boy Wonder, My Life in Tights, you'd see this poor guy in a more sympathetic light. I mean, during his seeming glory days, Burt Ward endured the torments of the damned while drawing mere chump change and putting up with a flabby Adam West stomping all over his lines. He was also constantly burnt up, bashed up, and nearly killed by special effects gone wrong. In fact, he was so expendable that his stunt double was hardly ever used, even for the most perilous stunts. Oh, but his TV screen travails were more than offset by his semi-secret, outrageous off-camera lifestyle as, get this, a swinging stud roving for double-team tail with the lecherous Adam West. Right, seekers, it's all laid out in this fascinating book. The priapic pair cut a slimy, penile swath through a couple decades of car shows and Comic-Cons. At least until Burt Ward married a millionaire mobster's daughter and hung up that green, scaly codpiece of his. But you know, he's probably still getting fan mail.
That's right.
Boy Wonder, I love you.
Boy Wonder. Taking this opportunity to catch up on my fan mail. Even as a Boy Wonder, it's really hard to read all the tons of mail I get. Here is a happy letter from someone just about your age. Dear cute, wonderful, fabulous, magnificent, exquisite Boy Wonder. A cold chill runs up my spine every time I see you sock a villain. And oh, how I cry when you're even scratched. Please don't send me a mimeograph copy of interesting facts about you. I want your handwriting. I have a whole wall of my room dedicated to you. Oh, Boy Wonder, I'm making a gum wrapper chain to symbolize my love for you. Going to be as long as I am tall, and I'm 5'10" in stocking feet. Please, Boy Wonder, please come next Saturday and sleep for a week or two. I will feed you breakfast in bed. I will make your bed for you. And I like you so much that I want you to spend the whole summer with me. I hope you know this is a girl writing.
This is by the Phantom Surfers. They call it Gamera, but I know better.
Thank you.
Joker burgers. Ha! Talk about a happy meal.
Pow! Wham! Zop! Crunch! Kapow! Zop!
Naturally, you didn't know I was wearing my special Super Thermal B long underwear.
Oh, that's a joke, right? Batman finally told a joke.
Seekers, there's so much bat stuff out there that I can't remember who did this exquisite trash organ version. Some very strange waters here with our final selections. So strap yourselves in, and I suggest you use the big red straps.
All wrapped up
and no place to go.
When all is said and done, how much good have I accomplished? They sell t-shirts of me. I've become a cliche, more good for the tourist trade than the streets.
This city would fall apart without you.
Maybe. Maybe not. When you look too long into the abyss looks back through you.
Time to safety pin a towel around your neck and jump on the furniture, because here's Sam Shelby.
Batman.
Maybe it's time for Batman to return to the night that spawned him before anyone else gets hurt.
Oops, too late. Oh, this one's done by the Honeymoon Killers. But if you think this version is bent, wait till you hear what's next.
Batman.
happening to me?
Very simple, Batman. You have become a living example of slow motion. You now walk, talk, react, even think 10 times slower than a normal man. The world's greatest detective has been rendered totally useless. Now let's see how good you are at defending yourself.
Don't do that.
Stop it, Grodd. You're tossing him around like he was a rag doll.
Please stop, you'll kill him.
Hardly. Batman does not deserve such an easy death. I am through toying with him for now. What I have in mind for his demise will be far more excruciating.
At once, John and Mary rush to the fallen Cape Crusader's side, only to discover...
Oh, no! It can't be! Oh!
He's dead, Grodd. I hope you're satisfied now.
Point, you may merely be getting a little irritated at this, Seekers, but I'm going to drop a little nugget of information that will make you listen to this in a whole new light. This is Danger Woman's Pals, a bunch of kids at a special ed camp in Pennsylvania, Virginia, or somewhere. They're the winners for tonight's most spirited version of the Batman theme.
Thank you.
Gene, I'm sorry.
Great Goliath, pal, we've fumbled this one.
Will the daring duo get to the circus on time? Will the flaming fiend escape with Tikba the Tiger in his tank? Oh, perilous times. Stay with us for the next broiling episode.
Ouch. Ooh, ow.
Some other lifetime, Batman.
Perhaps. Some other lifetime.
And even as the dynamic duo speeds back to the Batcave, a strange scene ensues inside Mr. Freeze's mountain hideout.
Now, you pulled a boner tonight, and you know it.
So it's my mistake. I thought henchman was spelled with a U. Oh, gee, this job search ain't going well. But at least we've come to the end of another show. Hi, you know, Seekers, I wouldn't be at all surprised if this starts you off looking for even more bat stuff. And there is bat stuff to be had way off the mainstream. You don't have to settle for Michael Keaton or Adam West. Oh, you want a bat fix? I've already told you about Rick Veitch's Brat Pack comics. Oh, but you know, you can still find back issues of the ultimate bat parody, Nat Rat, by Mark Martin. Oh, yeah, Mark's one of the few people who can make me laugh until milk squirts out of my nose. Even when I'm not drinking milk. What's with that? Oh, but there are other bat things that provide hours of chuckles. Like the old cereals with baggy-ass bat suits, stupid-looking bat ears, and lots of Jap bait in action. Oh, they were so cheap that Batman didn't drive a Batmobile. He drove a Dodge. Oh, and Bruce Wayne is a jaded fop doing a way exaggerated turn on the old Scarlet Pimpernel Zorro whimperoos. But if you're looking for something even cheesier, there's the wild world of Batwoman, or She Was a Hippie Vampire, with Catherine Victor, an aging middle-aged woman in a fur feather hairdo with an eyeliner bat drawn on her chest, who commands an elite cadre of 10 comely bikini-clad Batgirls who get slipped happy pills by the chocolate milk-swilling villains. And then they start wildly frooging to no music. Oh, it's beautiful. It's even got stock footage from the mole people looking like French ticklers and really cheesy music. Not to mention Dr. Neon and his monsters. Or if you really want to hit the lowest common denominator of bat-related items, something weird has a video called Bat Pussy Cat. Oh, wait, there's no cat on it. Oh, this movie is the most revolting. It's not porn. It's supposed to be porn, but there's no porn. Thanks to erectile dysfunction, no actual pornography happens. But the cameras keep rolling. Oh, it's an exercise in hell. I took it up to X Day with me last year to show it the special drive-in movie show. And oh, it was a hit. But if you're itching for more bat stuff, there's plenty out there. Just be sure to not get any on your shoes. But rest assured, dear seekers, that the Lymph Node Institute will be in the house next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Good night, seekers.